Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It's the Jamie and Stoney Show on 97.1 The Ticket. Stoney, obviously you were gone, but you read about the season ticket holder meeting that they had. They have every year. And they actually let the fans ask questions to Bob Quinn, Matt Patricia, et al. And one of the items covered was Kareem Hunt, who had been signed earlier that day by the Cleveland Browns. Now, I just want to say this about the Kareem Hunt thing is I don't believe that this is the ultimate. I heard Rieger said this sitting in for you. I heard Mike say this just proves the Lions don't care about winning. No, it doesn't. OK, there's a lot of other teams that didn't sign Kareem Hunt either. And
true.
I said, I think there's two teams who almost had the cover to sign Kareem Hunt. And that was the Browns because of Dorsey and the Bears because of Matt Nagy. You know, any other team that signs them, there would have been more. There's going to be pushback no matter where. I don't know what the situation is in Cleveland right now. My guess is there's some fans expressing displeasure and a lot of fans saying, hey, this is the NFL. You got to do what you got to
right,
do.
Right, and I always felt teams like the Browns and in particular here, the Lions, teams that have never won.
Yes.
Sometimes you can roll the dice and take more of a chance than you should with another team on a player like that than maybe a team that's won a lot. Although when I was discussing this with, believe it or not, my daughter yesterday, she said, well, the Patriots took a chance on Josh Gordon. Said, yeah, it's a little different, but you're right. I mean, the Patriots have taken chances.
For sure.
Nothing like, well, you know, actually, they drafted Aaron Hernandez. You knew he was a problem.
Yeah. So I think two scenarios played out in Allen Park, and maybe this is unfair to kind of blanket them into two scenarios. Maybe there was a third scenario that I'm not aware of. But either Bob Quinn looked at Kareem Hunt and said, no. Not worth the risk. Not going to sign him. Or Bob Quinn was told by ownership, we are not signing Kareem Hunt under no circumstances. Okay?
That's possible, too. And you know what else is possible? That he wouldn't say that they inquired about signing Kareem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt turned them down.
I guess that's a possibility.
That's possible,
as well.
Too.
And the other possibility is that they really like Kerryon Johnson. They view Kareem Hunt as a risk, and they feel that in some way, shape, or form, either through the draft or free agency, they can not duplicate Kareem Hunt, but get a back of his ability.
Right.
But what would alarm you more as a Lions fan? And I'm asking the fans out there, too, Stoney. 248-539-9797. Would it alarm you more as a Lions fan if Quinn really does want, quote-unquote, good people in the organization? Or would it concern you more if Quinn really wanted to sign Kareem Hunt and was vetoed by ownership? Which would concern you more as a Lions fan? Because I find neither to be all that appealing, I got to say. Go ahead.
You know what's weird? I think for my first response is I'd be more concerned and more pissed off that ownership wouldn't let him do it. But, and this is going to sound sexist, and I'm sorry, but when you have a female owner, she may look at this incident a little different than if a male owner. And I think that has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, I understand it, but I'm going to still say, yes, the ownership stepping in would concern me more.
It concerns me more because, you know, when Mrs. Ford is no longer the owner of the team, it seems like 95%. Right. Sure. That her daughters will take over, that one of her daughters in particular or the daughters together will run the team.
Mm-hmm.
It seems as if Bill Ford Jr. will not be running this football team. And I would think that they are making these decisions as a whole. I don't get the sense that Martha Ford is running the Detroit Lions like Jerry Jones runs the the Cowboys, or Bob Kraft runs the Pats.
I would say that's a pretty good hypothesis.
I think it's almost like a group decision.
Yes.
And so my guess is that when Mrs. Ford is no longer the owner of the Lions, that the daughters will probably run the team in a similar fashion. That concerns me. But it concerns me more, and that's why I just have a hard time believing it. It would concern me more if Bob Quinn is trying to win championships while at the same time running the good guys of the NFL fraternity.
Because it doesn't exist.
You cannot do both. If you have some sort of a litmus test, and I know he originally said no to bad guys, then said, well, we do need a tight end, so we're bringing in Andrew Quarles, and then he backtracked and said, look, I never should have said that. And I respect him for you know, clarifying that rule. But please, Mr. Quinn, if you're listening, and I think he knows this, particularly from his time at the New England Patriots, you can't win in any sport, including the National Football League, if you're going to run it with, like, yeah, we want to win, but more than that, we want to win the right way.
Right.
Please.
And you can get away with that to a certain extent if you have a storied, in quotes, past. The Lions do not.
I don't think you can get away with it, period. I really don't.
Well, I probably not, but especially in this case, you cannot go to your fan base and say, look, I know you've won one playoff game since 1957. I know that's the truth, but you know that this guy, I can't take a chance on him. No, you got to take chances.
Listen,
now, look, you don't want a team full of five guys who've been arrested for domestic violence. Obviously not.
No,
but
given my druthers, I would rather have my Super Bowl championship team be a team full of guys who have zero run-ins with the law.
Yes.
And that would be fantastic. I don't think that's realistic. And again,
no.
This is nothing against the average NFL player. It's against the average male between the ages of 20 and 30. There is a high, and I mean high, jackass quotient. I had jackass tendencies. You had jackass
tendencies.
Yes,
I did.
They just didn't happen to be criminal.
Correct.
They happened to be, oh, yeah.
Well, they might have been criminal, but they weren't violent.
Well, I mean, you're talking about drug use.
Yes.
Yeah, but a lot of people
right.
do that.
I understand that.
And when you're prone to using drugs, you also might be prone to doing something dumb when you're on the
drugs.
And it's true of the NHL, Major League Baseball. This is nothing specifically against the NFL. You look at teams that have won championships in any sport, you're going to go through the roster, and odds are you're going to find either a criminal or, at the very least, a jackass.
A bad seed.
A bad person.
Yes.
There are bad people who win championships. And to think that you can run an organization. So I find them both concerning, but I would say Quinn thinking he can win with, quote-unquote, good people is most concerning to me.
I think the factor here, the X factor, is you have a woman owner.
Well, Stoney mentioned that. Yeah.
And there's been rumblings, I'll throw it out there, that they were very displeased with the Patricia report
mm-hmm.
from South Padre Island, and that they didn't know about that. And the fact that she is a woman, and there is other women in high power within the Lions organization, that we're not satisfied with that.
Right.
And then you factor in something like this, which touches home a little bit more, domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. And Martha Ford has been very outspoken with her, you know,
they are
outrage.
I wonder at the season ticket summit, the person who asked the question, if there was not a follow-up, well, do you consider Matt Patricia a good person?
I don't think there was a follow-up.
No, I know.
I don't believe the
No, I know there wasn't.
That would have been interesting. The hot take, though, after was that, you know, well, you got a guy that, you know, you got a coach who allegedly,
right.
you know, committed sexual assault mm-hmm. or at least was
accused. Accused, yeah.
You know, I think that's a factor. They're a conservative organization. You can look at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a conservative organization.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
But what about Tyreek Hill?
I know.
I mean,
it's just, you got to take a chance at some point. I'm sorry. You got to gamble on something.
I agree.
You can't just sit there and just think you're going to get a bunch of good eggs. And there's probably somebody on the Lions team that has done something bad. That's life.
As a Lions fan, which would you find more concerning? If Quinn really doesn't want Kareem Hunt because he wants good people, or if Quinn did want Hunt and was told he couldn't by ownership, which theoretical, I don't know, scenario do you find more concerning as a Lions fan? You know, someone did point out that Kareem Hunt was let go on December, right around December 1st, right? Very end of November, early December. I forget the exact date, but I remember where I was when it happened. And, you know, a lot of teams had a chance at him. And as Quinn pointed out on Monday night, teams had a chance at him in December, even though they probably knew they weren't going to get him on the field.
Correct.
Because he would have been on the commissioner's exempt list. And some teams might have been turned off by signing Kareem Hunt with the fact that he might not play much this season, depending
right.
on what the suspension comes down from Roger Goodell. So that is a factor as well. The Lions didn't sign him. We don't know how serious the Lions were about signing him. We don't know if they did get serious about signing him and Kareem Hunt didn't want to be a Lion. Maybe he wanted to go to Cleveland and play in his hometown and play in the town where this happened. So this is not the ultimate litmus test for Bob Quinn.
No.
I don't all of a sudden go, oh, it's over. Quinn sucks. The Lions don't care about winning. They care about winning, but they just their idea of winning might not jibe with yours. And it's funny, I was thinking, Stoney, about the question we have posed and which concerns you more as a Lions fan, the fact that maybe the Fords told Quinn not to sign Hunt or the fact that maybe Quinn on his own. I didn't account for the fact that there are Lions fans out there who actually approve of this.
Yes.
There are going to be a lot of people who go, what do you mean concern? I actually find it to be refreshing that the Lions didn't want to sign Kareem Hunt. And that's a perfectly defensible position.
I understand.
I just don't happen to agree with it.
I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
248-539-9797-9736 on the ticket text. Ownership, that's the ticket text, also has a car company to worry about and may think blowback from the situation would affect those sales as well. Can we put that to bed? The Lions have nothing to do with the Ford Motor Company right now.
The name is there. The name is the name, and people find funny reasons to boycott things, right?
It's true.
So, look, would it affect certain people? It might. Saints fans didn't watch the Super Bowl, Stoney.
I know.
You know what I mean? So there are going to be people out there who would be disgusted by this. They would watch the video, and they would vow never to purchase the company.
There are different types of
car from the company.
There are different types of bad guys, Ticket Texter says. Would I take a chance on a few super talented guys who are known to be a diva or can't keep their hands off a blunt? Sure. Would I be ashamed to be a Lion fan if they reached out to Hunt? Absolutely. You lay your hands on a woman, and you ripped up your NFL lottery ticket.
Okay, fine. Guess what? That fan never wants to acquire Tariq Hill. He never wants Joe Mixon.
Right.
And all the other bad guys in the league.
I agree with you.
I'm sorry.
But that
you have got to be consistent on this and stop. This whole video factor is such a joke. It shows where we're at as a society. Ooh, because I saw it, it's bad. It's worse.
But don't attack the fan, because maybe he would say the same thing about Tyreek Hill. Maybe he would say the same thing about Joe Mixon. And there is video of Joe Mixon.
Right.
Not video of Tyreek Hill.
And that's fine. And when we brought the Joe Mixon thing up last year, it wasn't unanimous that the Lions should go sign him.
No. In fact, I think you were against it. I was in favor of it. And I think you were, it wasn't sign him, it was draft him.
Right. I thought they could have.
Well, no, but not in the first round.
Right,
You drew the line of delineation between the first round. I said, if you think he's the best running back in the draft, you should draft him. But if that fan feels that way, that's fine if he feels that way, Gov. But just understand.
All I asked for was consistency there.
Oh, I know. But just understand that there's 31 teams out there.
Right.
And you're competing against those teams. You're not competing for the NFL Man of the Year award.
Right.
You're not competing for the Lady Bing. You're not trying to get the Eagle Scout award. You're trying to win championships. And you have to use, I think, the same standards as the 31 other teams. Otherwise, you're going to be left behind.
Correct. And I'm sure, I would hope, at least they took this into serious consideration. It wasn't just some fly-by-night, you know, Quinn, you know, called Martha up and says, look, you know, the Kareem Hunt thing, we don't want him. And it was like that. They didn't. I hope they actually explored it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, there's
he explored it.
Right.
You know?
And there's a chance he didn't want to come here either. I mean,
it's funny though, and this is and I'm not going to sit here and say I feel sorry for Bob Quinn because this goes along with the job. But in one breath, he said they would absolutely consider taking a quarterback at the eighth spot, which we know to be not true. And then he goes on to say, I want good people in the Lions organization, and we're holding that to be something we're going to put up in lights. It's like, well, maybe he was lying about both.
Yes.
Not lying,
right.
But you know what I'm saying.
That's why I said it could be that they wanted Kareem Hunt and Kareem Hunt chose elsewhere.
97 won the ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.